It's Tracy's Neighborhood Podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Tracy's Neighborhood. We are in full holiday mode, and I am so excited about our guest today. He's here to talk about a new event for the St. Joseph County 4-H Fair, a breakfast with the big guy, Santa, at the fairgrounds. And you know what? While this is a newer event for the fair board itself, a veteran fair board member here, he's joining us this morning to talk about it. And Jim Caldwell has been involved with Breakfast with Santa for years, you know, formerly with the South Bend Parks Department. That's how I knew him. And man, he's been celebrating the holidays in a big way, even since being a kid. So, Jim, you're here to talk about this new Breakfast with Santa this year. Tell us about it.
Well, the Christmas tradition continues. This year we'll have it down at the fairgrounds this Saturday, and the St. Joe County Fair Board is hosting Santa Claus, and there's going to be a sausage and all-you-can-eat breakfast in a fun and festive hall at the fairgrounds.
And these are just traditionally big events, aren't they? I know, you know, it's kind of changed hands a little bit because the South Bend Parks Department always did it. Tell us kind of how this transpired.
Well, back in the 80s, it used to be held at, it was at the Newman Center and the Marriott, and then it shifted over the years to, it was at Pottawatomie Greenhouse and Erskine Golf Course in the clubhouse there, and stopped doing it downtown a couple of years ago. And so this Saturday we're going to do it out at the fairgrounds, and it's hosted by the St. Joe County Fair Board now. And so it'll be a really fun and memorable event for old and young alike.
And you know what? So many memories. I mean, my girls loved this, and so many families do just love this event. Tell us, so you mentioned that you guys are going to have the pancake breakfast. What other activities are going to be going on?
Well, Santa's bringing along several of his elves, who, of course, are real busy at this time of year, getting ready for his big journey on Christmas Eve. After breakfast, families will be able to visit with Santa and take a picture and talk to him. And then each child is going to receive a really nice gift from Santa. And then Clover, the fair mascot, will be on hand, and children will also be able to make and take home a Christmas ornament. There's going to be face painting, and on hand will be the wonderful Fair Queen Samantha Switalski, and also Indiana Fair Queen Kim Giles will be there. And Purdue 4-H Extension Office is going to be on hand along with the open show people. And then to really cap off things, Santa is bringing along his special wagon ride, and it's going to be pulled by two draft horses who are all decked out, and they'll take everyone for a ride around the fairgrounds. And so it'll be a really fun morning.
I just love that, because nothing says Christmas and holidays like a horse-drawn wagon ride, right?
Oh, that's for sure.
So tell me about the price. I mean, because this is really affordable.
Well, it's $7 a person, and then children 3 and under are free, and it's well worth every penny.
Oh, absolutely. And I know, just, you know, there's no rush for pictures. It's just a really nice laid back, so that everyone gets the pictures they need and there's no stress. And it's just a wonderful event. So,
yeah. And this really is a fun time. Santa Claus, I was talking to him last night, and he mentioned how your daughters and your husband have come by over the years, and they'd bring along their American Girl dolls and take pictures with Santa, and it sounds like it was a lot of fun.
Oh, every single year. We did it every single year, and the pictures of my daughters waving to Santa even as he left the luncheon, I mean, they just tug on my heartstrings all the time. I just love them. So these are important memories. You know, make sure your kids are able to make these special memories. And don't delay, right? I mean, where can people get more information, and where can they get tickets?
Well, they can call 574-291-4870 or check out our fair website at 4hfair.com. for additional information. But the easiest is just call today for reservations at 291-4870.
That's right. And the event is this coming Saturday. There are two sessions, 8 a.m. and 9:30, right?
That's right.
Awesome. And, you know, something else I wanted to mention. This is also, this helps the 4-H programs, doesn't it? Talk to me about that.
Yes, all the proceeds are rolled into the 4-H program. The we're a non-government funded entity, and we're not for profit. And so this is one of the ways that we're able to support 4-H programming.
Absolutely. Well, Jim, thank you for, you know, you've invested 50 years into helping so many families in our region make these special holiday memories, and it means so much to so many. I know it, my family, you have such a special place at our heart. So thank you for holding the events and the labor of love and the passion that this is of yours, and of course, the Fair Board.
Well, thank you, and we really look forward to seeing you all this weekend.
Absolutely. All right. Well, until next time, everybody, again, jump on it, www.4hfair.com. Call, get on the website. Don't delay. These things do tend to sell out quickly, but enjoy. Until next time, this is Tracy with Tracy's Neighborhood.
If you'd like to be featured on Tracy's Neighborhood, just go to sunny1015radio.com. Click on the Jack, Steve, and Tracy tab and look for Tracy's Neighborhood. Thanks for listening.